Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bowes. Is free lunch the key to luring workers back into the office? Advertising holding company WPP hopes to sweeten the deal on in-office work by promising free lunch on Fridays in its UK locations as it fights ongoing employee discontent over its return-to-office policy. A WPP spokesperson told news outlets that complimentary lunches on Fridays were introduced at the company's UK-based campuses this month. And this past week, the Times of London reported that the free lunch at WPP's South Bank office in London offered beef ragu, garlic bread, and a spring salad. That sounds pretty good. The spokesperson said it was one of several perks being offered to help foster an appealing work environment for employees coming back into the office. But they did not confirm whether the free lunches would be permanent. And this initiative comes soon after over 20,000 people signed a petition expressing unhappiness at WPP's recent return-to-office mandate. The new rules have been controversial among employees, who were told by Chief Executive Mark Read that they now have to come into the office four times a week and commit to coming in two Fridays each month. And the memo was sent to the 114,000 employees at the firm. Reed said that in-office attendance was associated with stronger employee engagement, improved client survey scores, and better overall financial performance. He continued that, "I believe that when we do our best work, we are together in person. It's easier to learn from each other, and it's a better way to mentor colleagues starting out in the industry, and it helps us win pitches as a truly integrated team." But the petition from employees, in contrast, described the policy as, quote, a step backwards in supporting employee well-being and work-life balance. And the mental and social effects on employees due to such rigid work regimes can be extensive. Therefore, we call on Mark Read and the decision makers at WPP to reconsider this mandate and adopt a policy that respects and prioritizes the well-being and preferences of its employees. Some complaints include the additional hours of traveling each day and the additional expenses of commuting to and from the offices. Employees overall have had mixed responses to RTO policies. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy recently told all corporate employees they had to be in the office 5 days per week. Other firms like Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, and JP Morgan have followed suit. While critics say strict policies can erode trust and cause friction between management and staff, others have a more positive view. Some Gen Z workers, for example, may strongly benefit from being in the office. Benefits can include enhanced teamwork, more chances for mentoring, and career development. However, according to one 2024 survey, around three quarters of Gen Z and about 50% of other generations said that hybrid working is their ideal setup. And experts also note that more autonomy and flexibility can help stem burnout and foster a better work-life balance. Oh yes, free lunch Fridays, the corporate equivalent of dangling a shiny object in front of a very tired worker. While catered lunches might momentarily distract employees from the sting of losing their flexibility, let's be real, no amount of office food will replace the joy of skipping a commute or taking care of laundry between Zoom calls. Workers aren't asking for free food. They're asking to be trusted, treated like adults, and given the autonomy to choose how and where they work best. When it comes to morale, respect is more important than snacks. That's it for the show today. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. This has been Steve Bowes for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.